And we're back, guys. We just recently talked about what we're leaving behind in 2022. So now as we move into 2023, we want to look at what we're bringing in there with us. So, Brother Kathy, we'll start it off with you. What are we bringing in to 2023?
This one's going to sound a little bit weird, Michael, but I think we need to learn to embrace discomfort. My children, they don't want to be uncomfortable for like 2.5 seconds. And I feel like if we learn to embrace discomfort, we grow. Frankly, I don't like lifting weights. Don't like running on the treadmill. But the discomfort makes me grow. Or shrink in this case. But at any rate, you have to learn to embrace the discomfort. If you want to learn how to change your life completely, you have to be prepared to say goodbye to your comfort zone. The very essence of growth is to move beyond what you've experienced before. I think you have to break new ground. I don't know who said it. I want to say Billy Cox, maybe, who was Jimi Hendrix's bass guitarist. He said, "Life will only change when you become more committed to your dreams than you are to your comfort zone." Hmm. And I feel like he's right. At our church, we've experienced tremendous growth over the last year or so. And sometimes it becomes uncomfortable because somebody takes your pew. Mm-hmm. Not all the ushers look the same anymore. Mm. We've got ushers who look different than the ushers have ever looked in the past. And so people are uncomfortable by that. They're like, "I don't know about that guy. I don't know if, you know, whatever." And it makes us uncomfortable. The ushers look different. There's new people. There's new challenges. And I think with those new challenges comes the excitement of new growth, new possibilities. But the only way we're going to be who God wants us to be is to embrace that discomfort.
Brother Copeland, let me throw it over to you. What's first on your list? What are we bringing into 2023?
The first thing on my list would be momentum. Mm-hmm. There is something that you started this year that was good. And that is a thing that you need to continue doing in 2023. I know here at the church, we have done a lot of outreach. We've done food drives. We've done Thanksgiving giveaways, toy giveaways, turkey distributions, our backpack distributions. All of these things have been tremendous. And it is good to keep that momentum going into the next year. Whatever it is that you started in December, sometimes we focus on the date more than we should. But that thing that you started in September, the thing that you started in October, keep that momentum going into the next year. It's okay. It's going to be good. You can pick it up. You don't have to start it on January 1st. You can go ahead and start it on December the 24th if you want to. But keep that momentum going into 2023.
I like that. So let me ask you, how do you keep that momentum moving? What do you do? What if you're feeling burnt out? Like, how do you keep that momentum going? And I'll give you a specific example. Maybe it is the food drives. Our people are getting tired. They're worn out. We're doing this a lot. How do you keep that momentum moving?
I think you have to keep the vision in mind that was there when you started. You keep your goal in mind. We get back to some goal-setting habits, goal-setting routines. Every once in a while, go back and look at what the result of these small steps is going to be. Look at what the end result of the action that you are taking today is going to be. I heard someone say recently that the secret to your future is hidden in your actions today. And I believe that is very true. You're making decisions today. The momentum that you are developing today is going to determine what your future is going to look like.
I like that. I like keeping the goal in mind and the vision of why you even got this started in mind. I think it's really important to keep that momentum moving. So, Brother Kathy, I'll throw it back over to you. What's next on your list? What are we bringing into 2023?
I think we start focusing on what we already have. A lot of times we focus in on what we don't have, what we would like to see that's different, and we miss what we already have. It's easy to focus on the scarcity. We focus on what we don't have, and so we turn our focus toward what isn't currently going correctly in our lives. And in the social media-dominated, hyper-commercial, camera-filtered society that we live in, a lack of a lack of transparency, I think, is missing for a lot of us, because if we don't like the way we look today, we put the right filter on our Instagram photo and all of a sudden we look perfect. And that is focusing on what you don't have. You are not perfect. Hmm. And I think that we're sending a message to our children that says, if everything is not perfect, then we can't move forward. There are some times that you have to just move forward with what you have instead of waiting for everything to line up and be exactly correct. We focus on what we already have. We have people who are living in the past, and they're living in a state of failure constantly because they're focused in on what it is that they don't have. Well, I can't buy a 4,000 square foot home, so I'm not even going to try to invest in something that's going to move my family just a little bit higher. I agree with Brother Copeland. It's the small steps that matters. It's the action now that creates our future. We have to start focusing on what we have.
I like that. I like that a lot too. And the problem is when we stop, or not a problem, but I think something that's interesting is when we stop focusing on getting more and getting more and getting more, eventually one day we're going to look back and see that we actually have so much more. When you focus on what you have right now, you're going to keep what you have right now.
Absolutely.
So, Brother Copeland, I'll toss it over to you. What's next on your list?
Next on my list is expectation.
Hmm.
We sometimes just want to kind of float along. But I think that it is okay to expect good things. It's okay in a church to expect growth. It's okay to expect excellence. It's okay to expect to get a better job. It's okay to expect to get a raise. It's okay to expect to get all kinds of things. You're not going to somehow upset the balance of the universe. God's not going to be angry with you because you set your expectations too high. And I think going into 2023, one of the things that we need to bring with us is an expectation of good. God is good. God is not necessarily always, he's not always going to give us the thing that we want, but because he is good, he will give us the thing that is good for us. And when we can set the expectation of ourselves, the expectation of God, the expectation of our church in that manner, I do believe that we're going to be better off in the end than we would have been if we just kind of sit around and twiddle our thumbs and hope. I believe expectation is probably better than hope.
I like that. And would that kind of align with, let me ask you this, is that kind of like having a mindset for good, having a mindset and thinking about the possibilities of what's out there?
Sure. You look for ways. Peter said, be zealous for good works. Look for ways to do things. Look for ways to expect. Look for ways to influence and impact the lives of other people. Let's go out and we got a food drive that feeds 1,000 people. I expect by the end of the year we'll have one that feeds 2,000 people. Mm-hmm. We've got a backpack distribution that we gave away 150 backpacks or so. Let's give away 300. Let's expect. And if things don't work out, they don't work out. But it doesn't hurt to expect the good and expect the best.
So let me ask you this, with those expectations, how do you fulfill those expectations? How do you get it? Are you creating a plan? Is it back to your goal oriented, or what are you doing here?
Again, we're back to developing a plan based on an expected result, based on an end result. This is what I want to happen, and these are the steps that I'm going to take to make that thing happen. If you want to learn to play an instrument, if you're going to go to the gym 3 times a week this year, you need to sit down right now and determine which days you're going to go and what time you're going to go. Don't just say you're going to go 3 times a week because Thursday's coming and you ain't been one time. And you're probably not going to make it Friday and Saturday twice. You set your plan, set your goals, and plan accordingly.
I like that. Yeah, so plan for the expectations you have in mind, right, basically. And I like what you said there, because it's kind of motivation versus discipline. You get real motivated to do something, but that follow-through is the tough part. So, Brother Kathy, I'll toss it back over to you. What's next on your list?
I think we have to start living in the now. Often we live in the past tense or the future tense. We get caught up in what took place, what might happen on down the line, that we lose sight of what's happening right now. Start living where life actually takes place, here and now. I see it all the time. You go to an amusement park or a concert or whatever, we're automatically picking up our telephone to turn on our camera so we can capture the moment. And in the capturing of the moment, we're not actually living the moment. We're looking at life through the lens of our iPhone, and that's not the that's not a good or healthy thing to do. The Bible said it like this in 2 Corinthians 6:2, now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. It's easy to postpone, to fool ourselves into thinking that once my situation is different, I'll act on my dream. I'll be a part of what's going on. Once I'm in a relationship, then I'll start loving myself. Once I'm perfect, then I'll be able to actually love my brother the way I'm supposed to. But to live a life you desire, you're going to have to create it now, not somewhere in the future, and definitely not somewhere in the past. You can change the future now. You can never change the past. It's already happened. It is what it is. You just have to move forward. The conditions, the timing will never be perfect. So instead, ask yourself, if I had all the love, if I had all the money, if I had all the time, if I had all the confidence, if I had all the knowledge, what would I do? How would I act? And how would I feel? And once you answer that question, you step into that version of yourself now.
I like that. I think both of y'all's in this last point has really been about creating a vision of good. That's what my brain goes to, that verbiage there. Having this excellent idea of what is possible in mind, and then working backwards and knowing that you're going to trip up as you get there. But if you never have that goal in mind, if you never have that expectation in mind, you don't keep that momentum going, you don't start living in the now, you're just not going to get there. So I really like how that aligns with both of y'all's.
I had maybe 2016, I heard a preacher ask the question, what would you do if you knew for certain that you wouldn't fail? What would you launch out and try if you knew for certain that God wasn't going to, quote, let you down? What would you do? And I think the point is, if we believe in Him and know Him, whether we fail or we succeed, that's always on God anyway. Let's do it. Let's try it. Let's build it. Let's plan it. Make it happen now.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. So, Brother Copeland, I'll toss it back over to you. What's next on your list?
I think the next one on my list would be movement. This last year I moved into a two-story house, and it has stairs in my two-story house, and stairs are horrible, horrible things. I don't have an elevator. I did think about getting one of those little chairs you can just ride up and down, but there are stairs, and every time I want to go to my office, there's stairs in between me and my office. And every time I want to go to the kitchen from my office, there's stairs in between me and the kitchen. But you have to keep moving. And so I think that from wherever you are in 2022, from whatever position you find yourself in, whatever spiritually, physically, in any situation that you're in, stand up and just start moving. Don't allow yourself to become stagnant. Don't allow yourself to become complacent. Don't allow yourself to become satisfied with the condition that you're in. Improve. Take one step. That's all it takes. Take one step today. You can take another step tomorrow. But start moving in the direction that you want your life to go. Start moving in the direction that you believe God wants your life to go. And this is not a positive thinking. This is not some sort of a new age manifest your own destiny stuff. Mm-hmm. This is, I'm going to stand up from where I am. I'm going to stand up from where I am in 2022, and I'm going to take steps towards the person that I believe God wants me to be in 2023, and I'm just going to keep moving.
I like that. And I like the idea of not waiting for things to be perfect. Not waiting for things to be in the perfect situation, because that's never going to happen. And even if that perfect situation came, you would think there'd be a more perfect one that's down the line. So just start moving from where you're at. And Brother Kathy, I know you got one more on your list there for you, so I'm going to toss it over to you before we wrap.
Yeah. I was told one time that in 5 years, who you hang out with is who you are going to become. And when I was first told that, I was with people who were driving nice cars, living in nice houses, wearing nice clothes, and I was the poor guy in the room. And in my mind, when they first told me that, I was like, there is no way that I'm ever going to live in that kind of neighborhood, drive those kind of cars, wear those kind of clothes. There's no way I'm going to own that kind of furniture. Mm. 5 years, I'm living in that kind of house. Now, granted, I'm not a, you know, we're not living in a mansion or anything, but it is a two-story house, Brother Copeland.
No stairs.
There's stairs there. Oh. And there is no elevator in my house either.
Oh.
Tragedy strikes in Kingwood. But who you hang out with is who you're going to become. I'm living in those houses. I'm wearing those clothes and I'm driving those cars. So I ask our audience today, are you hanging out with positive people? Are you hanging out with happy people, with people who are goal-oriented, with people who are willing to make sacrifices to allow their dreams to come true? How are the people that you spend time with? Do they give you energy or do they drain you of energy? Are they adding to you? Are they distracting you? I will tell you, the right people make all the difference in the world. And hanging out with the right people in 2023 matters. Mm. Jesus had 12 right people, and he changed the world. Even Judas moved his mission forward. Mm. The people that you hang out with matter. Friendships and connections aren't static. They're always in motion. So you set a high standard for yourself in 2023. Set a high standard for your friends and spend time with people who make you better. And in turn, I believe you will be better.
I like that. And I think it's super important too. Let me ask you this. How do we find those people? What if I'm sitting there, I just got somewhere, I got one friend, they're toxic, and I'm ready to cut them off. How do I find those good people?
I think a lot of it is the environment that you put yourself in. Hmm. So I have, well, I better not say that. There is somebody I know who lives between the North Pole and the South Pole, and they always have bad relationships, boyfriends or what have you. But they go get their boyfriend out of the bar. Mm. They go get their boyfriend out of environments that are not conducive to healthy relationships. And they're constantly divorced, constantly breaking up, constantly in a fight. You're constantly seeing them on in the newspaper or whatever, because they've gotten in another fight with their husband or boyfriend or whatever. It's because they're looking in the wrong places for those types of people that they're going to spend their time with. I think you have to get in the right environment, first of all. And I know it's going to sound a little bit antiquated, but perhaps pray over who you spend time with. Hmm. If God opens doors no man can shut, then God can shut doors that no man can open. Hmm. So we ask him, put people in my world that you want in my world. I say it all the time. There's new people who visit, and I tell God, if they are not for us, I don't want them to be here. I love them, but I want the right people. You have to find the right people, and to get to the right people, you have to be in the right places. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of times we start looking for people, but we're looking for them in the wrong places. And so we end up getting continually heaping to ourselves mm-hmm. toxic people, toxic relationships. And that's something that we have to leave behind in 2023. So what I'm taking forward is being with the right people.
I would add, and I agree with everything that was said, there are, for wherever you are, there are going to be people that are you want to be around because you feel like you want to lift yourself to their level. But there are also a group of people that want to be around you because they want to lift themselves to your level.
Right.
And we have to be careful, I think, in shunning those people because we feel like they're going to bring us down. Now, if you are being pulled away, if you're being pulled down, if you're hanging around people and being around people and have these friendships that are siphoning from you, I do believe that those are things that need to be cut off. But when we tell people you should always show me your friends and I'll show you your future, you should always be around people that you want to be like, some of those people are not going to be the people that you want to be like because they're wanting to be like you. And I think that there's a love involved in reaching out to those people. And even as we are reaching up to better ourselves, we also need to be pulling someone along with us.
I would say it's not all financial either.
Exactly.
So it's not all the athletic guy, the financial guy. There are people that have nothing that I want to be like.
Absolutely.
Because they love correctly.
Yeah.
Or they have the correct faith. They have a grasp on faith or prayer. They may not always be people that you rise to their level financially.
Right.
There are people that pray and they have nothing. Mm-hmm. And I would love to be like those. I want to attach myself to those kind of people. There are people who know how to win the loss better than anybody I know, and they don't have anything.
Yeah.
It's not about a financial gain or what have you. And I completely agree. We have to be willing to bring people along with us as well. But those people can't be drainers.
Absolutely.
They cannot drain you.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, and I think an important aspect that you kind of hit on that ties into that, if you're having people that want to be at your level, the environment in which you spend time with those people matters. So
right.
Versus you going to, they want to be on, they want to hang out with you. That's awesome. Let's do it. But you can come to church with me. You can come to a Friday night Bible study with me. You can come somewhere where I'm controlling the environment. Because if you want to be like me, you got to be where I'm at versus me going somewhere where you are and expecting them to then raise to my level when I'm in where they're at.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening in. I hope to see you next week.